The Rockettes have a new contract. It averts a potential strike during their popular Christmas show at New York's Radio City Music Hall. The new contract also does away with the seniority system that gave a group of its most experienced dancers an automatic spot on the chorus line. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Longtime Rockettes who'd proven themselves on the chorus line in New York won a place on something called the roster, giving them a kind of tenure and the privilege of bypassing future auditions for shows. Under the new agreement, the 41 Rockettes currently on the roster were bought out for $2 million that will be dispersed to each dancer according to length of service. 11 of those dancers were offered retirement packages. The 30 others, if they choose to continue, will have to audition for shows just like everyone else. John Hall from the American Guild of Variety Artists was chief negotiator for the dancers. He says a Rockette's last performance was her audition.
And that was the position, and a rightly position, of the dancers. After all, these people must understand that the Rockettes are a highly trained team of dancers. The necessity of them auditioning is still escapes me.
Radio City Entertainment officials who employ the Rockettes declined to comment. A press statement released by the company says the new agreement is a system that selects Rockettes based on merit, creating equal opportunities for all 200 Rockettes. But Deborah Yates, who danced with the Rockettes for 4 years in the late 1990s, says the dancers aren't equal. She likens dancing in the Rockettes to being in the military and says the stringent requirements of precision dancing take years to master.
Everybody needs to appear just like everybody else. You have to move the same way. You have to turn your head the same way. You have to kick the same way. You have to work in formation. You literally at times support one another's body weight. And so there has to be an enormous cooperation, and that involves a lot of trust and familiarity. To me, you know, having people audition every year is a little bit like saying, okay, soldiers, you've gone into battle for us for 10 years now, but you know what? You're going to have to try out before you go into this battle.
The terms of the contract primarily affect the dancers in New York, but there are troops of Rockettes that tour the country. This new contract, for the first time, covers all the dancers equally. But as for the dancers in New York, Deborah Yates and other observers fear that over time the Rockettes will lose that sense of unity that is central to their performance. But Radio City Entertainment doesn't seem worried. They say this new agreement sets the stage for an unprecedented era of opportunity. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.